Sup guys, Toast Fab EU summit this week. I stood next to Macron, so I looked 7 feet tall. And Merkel, our partner, gave me some great advice, questions.
Monsieur Prime Minister, can I...
cool it with the formalities. Just call me Ledgebag.
Monsieur Ledgebag, how are you going to deal with the British issue?
Well, I presume you're referring to the biggest British issue, which is what to do when Prince Harry and Meghan come to Ireland in June. Last time Meghan Markle was in Dublin, she ended up in... diocese.
Monsieur...
So I'll do all I can to ensure a tragedy of that magnitude never happens again.
So...
My spin unit is already working overtime on Operation Selfies with the Royals.
No, I meant the issue of Brexit and the border.
Oh, they were all speaking European together and I just stared awkwardly into space, but they gave me a thumbs up, which I took as a cast iron guarantee.
Pretty cool. What specific guarantee did he give?
How come you can't just be like all the Irish political reporters who fawn and salivate over me?
Yeah.
Look, we don't have a legal treaty or anything yet, but we have words in press conferences from big name peeps. It's cool, so just chillax.
Actually, once they got Leo to leave the room, the EU leaders fell around the place laughing at Irish demands.
Do you guys hear something? Sounds like beige, if beige had a sound.
It's me, Simon Coveney. Once you left the room, they didn't notice I was still there because they hung their jackets on me.
There it goes again. Can you guys hear that?
No.
Anyway, I heard everything. They're just using the border to bash the Brits. Once they get the deal they want, they let Boris Johnson fill the border counties with concrete.
I think it's just a distant car alarm. Probably a Skoda Octavia or some other similarly generic car with no distinctive features.
I am a real person.
Taoiseach, how will you negotiate with the British government?
Well, I'll be trolling them like a boss, because nothing gets my self-satisfaction rating hitting 30% quite like when I slap down some Tory and then get slammed by the sun.
When do you think you'll get the assurances on the border in a document that means anything?
Hey, these assurances are real, just like our plans to dig up 20 kilometres of Dublin for a metro by 2037.
I think it's 2027, Taoiseach.
Whatevs, I'll be working for Zuckerberg by then, as if I'm not already, lol. Anyway, I need to go before someone asks me a hard question, like if I stand for anything meaningful. Sorry guys, I have to go text Barry Egan about my electric picnic plans. Ciao for now, dudes.
You could always ask me a question. I messed up the whole Northern Ireland thing. Did anybody notice? No?
They said it would never happen.
This is a fantasy.
I mean, I've literally never heard anyone saying, oh my God, we need one of these.
They said it could never happen.
And so to celebrate 2005, I'd like to announce the Dublin Metro, linking the Bertie Bowl to the Children's Hospital.
Delighted to say that Metro North will link the airport with all the new houses that we're going to build.
Well, we decided to scrap the project again because we did the sums and it made our noses bleed.
It's finally coming, connecting your home, your GA club, your soccer pitch, to a major demolition project. It's the occasionally underground, overground rail link to the airport that none of us will live to see. Metrolink. Because getting to the airport from the city centre is the biggest problem the country currently faces. This is a well-thought-out and responsible plan, and definitely not just another Fine Gael trophy project for votes, haha. Metrolink. It will cost more than the Lewis Red Line, Lewis Green Line, Lewis Cross City, Dublin Port Tunnel, the Strategic Communications Unit and the Children's Hospital put together. But it's definitely going to happen because Lewis Cross City is going so well. Metrolink. Cancelled more times in a TV3 soap. It's more than a rail line. It's a link. It's a legacy. It's Leo's. Leo's Link. A €3 billion project in a country with a national debt of €200 billion staring down the economic gun barrel that is Brexit. What could possibly go wrong? Metrolink. By 2027, you won't find a hospital, Garda, tap water or landlord you can trust. But at least you can get to the airport in a classy way. Brought to you by Fine Gael. Doing stuff with your money. Just nothing you want or need. Metrolink.
All right, let's get this over with.
Morning, Mary Lou.
What did you call me?
Oakderall.
That's better.
I got the disciplinary process. All the paperwork is complete.
None of your pen pushing, Deputy O'Brien. Let's just get the bollockings out of the way. I'm going to have my coffee. I'm going to have my biscuits and get back to my opinion poll bounce.
Okay.
Yeah?
First, Moira Devine for tweeting under the influence of ineptitude.
Ugh.
the agueva, comradie.
Shut it, Divine. Your tweet has besmirched the party and wrecked me buzz.
But Myra Lou McCree...
3 months suspension, yeah?
What? On full pay? Oh, this is the worst punishment a Republican leader has ever imposed on...
One more word from you and I'll take the fodders out of your name and then you'll just be Mary Divine.
Oh, no!
Next.
Carol Nolan voted against the referendum bill.
Christ. Nolan, what were you doing?
I have to vote with my conscience and I feel like the Eighth Amendment...
This is Sinn Féin. We all have a lot on our conscience. Obey the party.
But I...
Or at least do what Pather Tobin did and accidentally miss the vote because the dog ate his homework, he'd a flat tyre and his emergency had a family.
But...
Shut your mouth when I'm bollocking you. Yeah? Next.
Jed Martarty.
Who is this, Owen?
This is Beardy McNordy. He took an angle grinder to a clamp and then threatened to, and I'm quoting here, beat 7 shades of shite out of a parking attendant.
So? That seems perfectly...
Someone videoed it and put it on Twitter.
It is absolutely unacceptable that anyone in this party bullies anyone and gets caught doing it. Let's give him the works, Owen.
A kneecapping?
No, he has to shave off his stupid beard.
What's
he saying, Owen? I don't speak dirty.
He says, can he not just be kneecapped?
No, I need to send a message. As your god, I mean democratically elected leader, I will stamp out bullying in this party or I'll bleed and burst y'all.
Okay.
Chucky Arlaw and all that, have a lovely day.
Kellen's Kicks. Subscribe to the podcast.
Yes, it's day 5 of the Grand Slam celebrations in the Shelbourne Hotel. As wave after wave of increasingly green rugby players roll into the Horseshoe Bar to carry on commemorating the most historic, remarkable and victorious victory in the history of the world ever. Captain Fantastic, Captain Marvel, Captain Birdseye, Rory.
How's it going, Ral?
What an occasion, what a homecoming, what a hotel, surrounded by all your friends.
Not all of them.
And what a day to win a Grand Slam against the old enemy.
Yes.
Victor of the Paddies.
Oh, you can't say that name in case there's more headlines.
Oops.
See ya.
One man who is always happy to have his name in the headlines, Sports Minister Lord Ross. Isn't this fantastic?
Yeah, it's just a shame the official homecoming fell victim to the snow, but it's a wonderful alternative, a chance for the right kind of fans to meet their heroes here in the Shelbourne.
Like Keane Healy. Keane, I'd embrace you, but I'd be afraid that if I nicked you with my Blackrock College cuff links, you deflate, fly around the room and take out the chandeliers.
It is a great occasion to be here, Ryle.
Yes, just think, if this was an All-Ireland final, we'd be in an early house in the North Inner City, avoiding eye contact with minor members of the Hutch Kinahan gangs. Hooray for rugby!
And hurrah for a truly wonderful endorsement of an inclusive school system that caters for all demographics, the rich, the posh, and even the occasionally Catholic.
This truly is a celebration for the nation.
Yes, a celebration for anyone who can get into the Shelbourne. And the lower orders are well represented. My valet, for example, was up all night drinking with Jacob Stockdale's gardener.
But all thoughts now, after beating 2.5 good teams, is of our inevitable victory in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Conor Murray, will you look forward to the open-topped bus?
What's a bus like?
Never mind, there's Bundiaki. They've literally never seen anything like him in the Shelbourne before. Above stairs. And here's Johnny!
I'm just heading home now, Ryle.
You can't go home, Johnny!
What?
Not when the bar is lined with gold credit cards! I put my entire RTE retirement package behind there!
Don't you have to live off that for, like, the rest of your life?
This is the rest of my life, Johnny! I want to live no more! Crucify me in the Lord Mayor's Lounge of the Shelbourne!
Yeah, we'd have to take down Michael Corcoran first.
I couldn't be happier unless... OMG! Here's Bob!
Run for it, Brian! You'll have to slam it in the Westbury!
Oh, I could have swore it was him.
Settle down there now, lad, will you? A young Seamra, you can come and sit on my knee.
Thanks, Daddy Michal.
Not you, Jack. I meant your sister, Lisa Seamra.
I'm not his sister. And also, I don't want to sit on your knee, Michal.
Oh, no, okay, I get that. Hashtag me too and all that.
It's a question of gender politics.
Actually, it's a question of gesture politics. As in, I wanted to make a gesture that you voted the right way in the referendum debate. Unlike young Jack Seamra, who was after making a holy show of the party.
What?
his opposition to the referendum.
Referendum? My grandfather only had to look into his heart to know what the people of Ireland wanted.
He only knew that because he had the people who disagreed shot, W.K. As I understood as part-time ghost of Christmas past, there was no way you'd support any trying to drag the party into modern times.
Correct.
But young Shomer opposing it? He's supposed to know what Tinder is.
Did somebody mention Tinder? I'd like to Tinder for whatever it is.
Hold on a second now. Hold on. There's no business for you in this room, Deputy Healy Ray. We're trying to get rid of people with ancient Fianna Fáil DNA, not recruit more, especially since you voted against the referendum.
We can't have a referendum in Kerry. To keep people out of the pubs in the middle of the day. Just at 11 o'clock in the morning, me dinner will be getting cold.
Fact is, tis not abortions we want, Mihal. Tis broadband.
Dickheads. Some people have been waiting in rural Ireland, Dickens.
That's right. Yes,
yes. WD, will you stop buffering there in the corner? I'm trying to make Fianna Fáil a progressive, modern, the forward-facing party. I've embraced gender quotas.
What?
Not literally gender quota. I've convinced most of the backbenchers to walk upright during the week. And after that, half you bastards still voted against having a referendum.
Well, I would have voted for it, boss, but it's a backdoor route to you-know-what on demand.
Well said, Tiffany Smith.
I was also worried about the backdoor.
Something else. Listen to me here now. Fianna Fáil has never in its long history supported a single piece of legislation that didn't have a backdoor in it. While other parties might stare new challenges straight in the face, we've always crept around the back first to make sure there's some way we can wriggle out of it. We are the party of the back door. The sleight of hand, the unforeseen outcome. These are the values of Fianna Fáil. You can reject my matcha tea, my lunchtime Bikram yoga sessions, but if you have Fianna Fáil written across your heart, then you have to support vague legislation that lacks the courage of its convictions. Now you get back out there and you tell them you have changed your minds. Well?
Jeez, I just remembered I'm on a parking meter.
Yeah, I have to go home for my tea now.
I'm off! Goodbye, me heart!
I'm on your side anyway, boss.
Thanks, gender quota. Are you sure you don't want to sit on my knee?
Hashtag time's up.
Or you could be right. You could be right indeed.
It's the show you thought would never end. The show RT prayed would never finish. But at last we've run out of ideas. Short of slipping chains around their neck and prodding them with sticks as they dance in a pit, it's finally time for the final of Dancing with the Stars final.
That's right, it's a dance format we've tapped for months. Foxtrotted out to justify a license fee increase and beat half to death. Nikki Bourne here, putting the pun into punt.
Amanda, sounding very excited. Haven't eaten a carbohydrate since 2002. The judges are ready.
There's every chance my throat will bleed.
Turning to another camera, feigning human emotions, reading more auto cue, the gang's back together.
Will it be Deirdre, forced to reveal her real age in the desperate hunt for votes? No, Drogheda isn't big enough. Or will it be Dark Horse Nathan Carter's brother? No, because he's from Liverpool and they can't vote. It'll be GAA Golden Girl from Cork, Anna, because GAA and Cork.
But every contestant's a winner, yeah? Setting themselves up for years of corporate gigs and TG Carr imitations of the same format and drafty halls in the arse end of nowhere, while RT sells off another 20 acres and the concert orchestra just to be able to afford next year's show.
Smile falsely, terrible puns. Join us Sunday.
I can't believe I found an easier gig than Westlife.
I'm hungry. I could do with some salsa.
Yeah! Oh, somebody call an ambulance. Oh, God.
John!
Great news!
Fabulous news!
Quinton, Polly, what is it?
Our hashtag This Is Ireland video has nearly 7 million views.
I like it.
No one has a breeze what it means, but the plastic paddies are sharing it in their four-leaf clover droves.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great, guys.
Yeah.
But I think we might be sunk.
Huh?
Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil are voting on our demise.
No.
There's even talk of us going in front of the Public Accounts Committee.
Oh my God!
I don't like it.
Dudes.
Hi, Tish.
Sup, Leo?
Guys, we're all pushing back hard in this, but my hands are tied. I even told the doll that you guys don't record my weekly videos.
Of course we don't. No. There isn't even a single aerial shot in those. Speaking of which, I wanted to show you something.
Oh, no.
Quinton, press play.
It's another video, isn't it?
Wait.
And there it is. More aerial shots of Ireland.
I never get bored of those.
Tish, listen.
Once there was a man with a particular set of skills.
Liam Neeson again? Do you have him on retainer or something?
Shh. skills he'd acquired over a very short career.
Yes.
Skills that made him a dream for a Tishy like you.
Like you, Leo.
If you let John Kilcannon go now,
what?
That'll be the end of it.
Oh.
He will write no more speeches for you.
No.
He will plan no more animal selfies. But if you don't, he will find you.
What?
And he will continue to make you the greatest Taoiseach of all time.
Yay!
Okay, look, guys, the Dáil has just voted to disband you.
No.
Now, I will ignore that for a bit, but ultimately, I'm going to have to bury Stratcom during a very busy newsweek.
That's what we would have done.
Banished! Very well. It is time for me to begin my journey.
Where will you go, John?
Like Luke Skywalker, I shall go into self-imposed exile on Skellig Michael to keep the flame of Stratcom alive.
A kind of religious retreat?
Kind of. I'll bring my drone and get loads more deadly aerial shots of Ireland.
What a marketing legend.
But what about us, Tish?
Look, I'm sorry, but you guys will have to go into cushy jobs making videos for government departments on massive salaries with excellent pensions.
Oh, God, no!
I think I'm going to...
Quentin! Ooh. Quentin, are you okay?
Okay, guys, look, I'd like to say a few words before I go.
Sure.
I suppose, where to start, really, it's difficult
what?
To say. Just what I...
Yes?
Where I'd like to... Feelings of...
John, what's happening?
He's trying to make a speech, Polly, but we didn't write one for him. Look at him, trying to think on his feet without any notes.
It's horrible, I can't watch.
This is what the future looks like for Leo.
No.
Without the Strategic Communications Unit. So sad.
Choices, memories, Republic of getting up early in the morning.
I'm scared, John.
You show me, Polly. You should be.
I.
And classic Concannon emotional crescendo. I am the master.
What?
John Concannon will return.
This week's RTE Guide, RTE demigod Miriam O'Callaghan opens up about her break from her summer chat show.
Well, I was the one who decided to take a break from the show, genuinely, because I'm too busy.
She also tells us what makes her amazing.
If I had to describe myself in one word, I'd probably say statesperson-like and diplomatic.
Across 34 substance-free pages, Golden Girl Mimsy tells us about heroes who inspire her.
Oprah is so great. And I even admire Donald Trump for making the move from TV into presidency.
While also filling us in on her exciting plans to move house.
I've my eye on a place in Dublin 8, in and around the Phoenix Park. Well, in the park, actually. It could be 7 months' time, could be 7 years. I don't mind, genuinely.
And screw it. We just bit the bullet and asked her if she wanted to be president.
Where did you hear that? I'm just a charismatic and beloved figure who'd be charming while visiting or receiving foreign leaders, but me, President Miriam O'Callaghan, a tall, elegant woman in the age of women. I love Michael D. He's so old and male.
All that and much less in this week's RTE Guide. Now available nationwide. But let's face it, you'll only read it in the dentist if someone else already has the Marie Claire.
Good evening, you're watching BBC News. I'm Hugh Edwards. This week in Brexageddon, the British negotiating team proved themselves to be as effective as England's rugby team. David Davis had this to blather.
Well, I'm very happy with how the negotiations are going. The EU may have got their way on trade, fisheries, immigration, economics, sovereignty, power and borders, but we're allowed to change our passport colour to blue, although those passports are actually being printed in the European Union.
Now, 3 weeks ago, Theresa May said a backstop agreement on the border was totally unacceptable. Well, she folded quicker than a broken deck chair with a bad hand in poker. Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs and holding other people's coats, Simon Coveney, had this to say.
I've shaken hands with Michel Barnier quite a lot. That's all I've done, but I will take full credit for the backstop deal. I'm sure the EU won't make us change our corporate tax rate in exchange for saving us from Britain. Oh.
Meanwhile, Nigel Farage sobered up briefly to join furious fishermen on a trawler protesting quotas by throwing fish into the Thames. A protest so lame, if it was a horse, it would have been shot.
No, no, no. The government hasn't the guts to take back our territorial waters, so I'm going to do it myself, bucket by bucket. We'll storm the British seas inland in Sheffield, a city that would be greatly improved by being underwater.
Mr. Farage, did you and Cambridge Analytica act unethically during the Brexit?
Is that the time? Sorry, I have to go.
But we're on a boat.
Sorry, I must swim. Damn, I forgot to learn how.
Mr. Farage.
Help me.
There's a nice image. Elsewhere, Boris Johnson pushed air out through his lungs and made a sound that went like this.
Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, and some local ones too. Blah, blah, blah. I condemn my good friends, the Russians, in the same way I condemn extramarital affairs, with no conviction whatsoever. I propose the English football team boycotts the World Cup, not for political reasons, but because it's a game for plebeians. The only time proud Britishmen should play away from home is when their wife is in. Ha ha ha, quavers. Oh, is that the Tinder machine? Oh no, it's just another multinational fleeing because of Brexit. Whoopsies.
Well, that's all the bad news we've time for this evening. Tune in tomorrow for more announcements of job losses, reduced economic performances, and rich old white men saying that everything is going to be all right. Hugh Edwards using an app on my phone to learn French in case they need a newsreader in Paris. From the remains of the BBC, London.
It's the most awaited comeback tour in Irish history, featuring the oldest rocker in history, Pope Francis. That's right, this summer in Croke Park and Phoenix Park, Pope Francis will be playing all the hits, or should we say, praying all the hits, from his extensive back catalogue. Hits like
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the legendary
Our Father who art in heaven,
and the unforgettable
Please don't ask about the sexual abuse.
And don't mention women priests either. Despite talking about the poor, he still lives in his very own country made entirely of gold. But he doesn't like Donald Trump, so that makes him cool.
Cool.
This Pope is finished trying to influence Irish people. It's just a total coincidence his 2 days of concerts were announced the same day the abortion referendum doll vote. This is your one and only chance to see him live, unplugged and off script. Who knows what he'll say?
I'd like to apologize for the terrible sins the church visited on the Irish people. Abuse, mother and baby homes, and of course, the meaning of life with Caban.
As if he'd say that. And don't forget, for one night only, he'll be joined on stage by Ireland's mammy, our favorite Catholic, Mary McAleese.
The hierarchy is an empire of misogyny.
Unfortunately, Mary McAleese has been removed from the bill because of reasons well within our control. Pope Francis Summer Concerts, August 2018. Tickets on sale now. Praise the Lord and hallelujah. But not in a Leonard Cohen sort of way. Hallelujah was trademarked well before then, and anyone who says otherwise has to answer to us. We have eyes and ears everywhere. God bless you.
Murphs,
hey.
What are you doing here?
Tish, mine man. Did you think for 1 second I was going to let you come to Berlin without me? It's hipster heaven, dude.
Some fairly epic beards, all right.
Or hair face, as the Germans call it.
A nice one, Murphs.
Mind you, the beer is a bit too, I don't know, beery for me.
Yeah.
It's like I can't find a grapefruit and dragon fruit infused IPA anywhere.
Oh.
I thought these guys invented beer. Beer and like fascism.
Can't stop thinking about the senseless tragedy.
The Second World War.
What? No, my wind farm gaff with Trump.
Oh.
What was I thinking? And this spin unit backlash has my self-satisfaction rating plunging.
That blows.
I'm so upset I haven't posted a selfie in like an hour.
Octung, babes. Don't get your lederhosen in a twist. We're in the cultural capital of basically the world. Let's see like the sights.
Like the wall. Walls just remind me of Trump. Ugh.
No way, man. Berghain.
Oh, the famous nightclub. You think we could get into the Berghain?
Oh, not a chance. Ugh. But it's totes still worth the 4-hour queue. Oh. Berlin is so amazeballs. Even getting refused from its clubs is cooler than getting into any Dublin ones. And it's so cheap here. A 2-bed apartment in the middle of Berlin costs less to rent than a closet in Clondalkin.
Someone should really do something about that rental crisis, bro.
Yes, Queen. I'd totes move here if I didn't have a 3-story townhouse and Randall as a constituency office to look after. I mean, the amount of time the emergency services have to spend just moving homeless people away from Randler is ridiculous.
Oh, the homeless crisis too. Someone should really take a look at that.
Yeah, we will eventually, Tish.
Yeah.
But we've got to work on your self-satisfaction rating first.
What are you thinking, Murph?
Russians.
OMG, that is just perfect. Expel some Russians and I'll look like the dude.
The Brits will love it and everyone will say you're a beast.
Wait, we're in East Berlin.
The beast from East Berlin.
Oh, Murph, you always know how to cheer me up, dude. I suppose Ireland's problems can wait for a few more days/months.
Yeah, I don't see why not. They've waited 7 years already.
I know.
All we have to do is wave a 10-year metro plan at them and they're back voting Fine Gael.
Yeah.
High five, my man. Right in the face again.
Right in hair face.
Good morning, I'm Dobbo. In the shadows of Factland, I work alone. Now, the Cambridge Analytica Facebook scandal shows that social media is essentially a gigantic project to hack into our minds and direct elections to the most ruinous results possible. Yes, Brexit and Trump are just two examples of razor-tight votes that have been decided by micro-targeting the easily swayed, with deliberately untrue stories to make them vote the way a shadowy cabal of billionaires wants them to. Yes, Facebook, whose European headquarters is in Dublin, is undermining in democracy and threatening our way of life. And what are we doing about it? Nothing. If a newspaper tried to do this, they'd be raided and sued to within an inch of their lives. Somehow Facebook is allowed to get away with it because it's on the internet. We have a data protection commissioner, though. Don't worry. They've promised a strongly worded email. Mark Zuckerberg is probably lolling while scrolling through the selfies he took with Leo last year, because in this new universe, world leaders go to them to bow at the shrine of private companies that they don't even try to regulate. Leo even spent €22,000 worth of taxpayers' money on social media ads last year. That'll show them. Facebook is now so powerful it can literally lose $50 billion off its value and it's barely a dent, while traditional media survive on government advertorials and are so restricted by defamation laws and regulations, all they can report on is where Kate Middleton's servants bought her dress. By the way, social media didn't take power by force. No, we gave it to them just so we could get likes and shares on pictures of our cats dressed as cowboys. So well done, everyone. Right, I can feel a migraine coming on, so it's time for me to wrap this up and take a dose of my painkiller of choice, Chateau Nurofen de Pap, and go back to sleep, Ireland. It's all you're good for anyway.
Donald's Kicks! Such a better name.